Welcome to the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this first of a series of discussions on the new Financial Reform Act, we'll examine the unnecessary uncertainty created by this ill-conceived legislation and the actions executives and managers should take to prepare their organization for its implementation. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. On July 21st, President Obama signed into law a sweeping financial reform bill that creates massive uncertainty and inequity in the marketplace, positioning the United States for yet more turmoil and future catastrophic financial collapse. In this and future Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective podcasts, we'll examine various aspects of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, and as always, we'll provide our perspective on the actions business leaders can take to help ensure their organizations survive this ill-conceived legislation. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act enacts 243 new rules governing the financial sector, far more than the 16 rules and 6 studies required by the post-Enron Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. Provisions of the law provide for creation of a number of new government organizations and expansion of government authority, including 1. Creation of a new consumer watchdog organization, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. 2. Establishment of new financial early warning systems, the Financial Services Oversight Council. 3. Bestows new corporate breakup authority to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC. 4. Mandates tighter controls over financial firms and, 5, directs mortgage finance reforms, though does not address the issues related to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, organizations that significantly contributed to the financial meltdown in the first place. When describing the financial reform bill, the one bearing his name, Senator Chris Dodd, a Democrat from Connecticut, is quoted by the New York Post as saying, "No one will know until this is actually in place how it works." Well, we agree with Senator Dodd. No one could possibly know or be able to anticipate how this massive reform bill will impact not just the financial marketplace, but the American business landscape as a whole. It is in part because of this massive, self-induced, and unnecessary marketplace uncertainty that we believe this bill is so utterly wrong. Reforms are needed, but can be put into place in a more incremental fashion that allows for a full understanding of the ramification of each of the actions taken. The hundreds of rules mandated by this law will likely take years to write and still many more years for companies to understand and comply with, all driving increased uncertainty and turmoil in an already fragile and depressed economy for a very, very long time to come. So what actions should the leaders of a strategy-driven organization take? The great marketplace uncertainty created by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act will not end anytime soon. Therefore, strategy-driven recommends organization leaders take the following actions. First, seek a reputable assessment of the financial reform's impact on your organization. Before substantive definition to the hundreds of new regulations is developed, it will be difficult to identify specific impacts to any particular organization. However, experts in the field can provide some insight based on historic precedents as they relate to current market circumstances. One such firm already providing such insight is Deloitte Consulting LLP in their recent publication, Assessing the Impact of U.S. Financial Regulatory Reform. Number two, establish a business posture that positions your organization to rapidly and flexibly respond as regulations become defined. Again, precedents will suggest the direction government agencies will take when defining the new regulations, ensuring your organization has a programmatic foundation allowing it to move in the direction of the new regulations while still being flexible enough to respond to the nuanced details that will be defined in the coming months and years, positions your company for success over those not making such preparations. Number three, monitor the regulations as they are developed. Being watchful of the government's positions during the regulatory definition phase allows for ongoing adjustments to be made to the foundational programs previously recommended. This will minimize the scope and scale of adjustments that will be needed to be made once the regulations are finalized. And number four, monitor the marketplace for impacts and shifts associated with the new financial reforms. Inevitably, the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act will impact many businesses and reshape consumerism. Changes in the marketplace will create new and eliminate existing business opportunities. Maintaining a watchful eye on the market will better enable your business to take advantage of these changes while simultaneously avoiding the risks. Now a final thought. In the coming editions of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective, we'll look at the potential impacts of several provisions of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, including risks created through establishment of minority and gender quotas, extension of government control beyond direct players in the financial market, impacts of too large to fail provisions on marketplace risk, and proportionately larger burdens being placed by the new law on small companies. As always, we'll provide our thoughts on how business leaders can best prepare for the implementation of the financial reform law and weather the storm in the long term. We also hope you'll share your thoughts, lessons learned, and recommended resources with us and the strategy-driven audience. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.